Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. I actually just found this on Blog Talk Radio. It is supposed to be Laugh Out Loud. Let me just play this for a second. See, does this make you laugh out loud? Make you laugh out loud? Hold on. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm digging that music, but I don't know if it's making me laugh out loud. It's making me laugh out loud, but it doesn't make me laugh out loud. Maybe it's just like the tone. Anyway, so hi, everyone. It's Jen. It's Free Friday. It is Friday. I am so excited it's Friday and so excited to be here and have everyone on. And I know people just start popping on while we're sitting here for a minute. I should just play some music. I wanted to play some rock music. What do you guys think about that? Let's get some rock music on. Let's see. What kind of rock music do you guys want to hear? You want to hear some Heart? Want to hear some Wham? What are you guys up for? I think we should listen to some stuff, but I cannot find it right now, so we're not going to do it yet. I need to get prepared. I would love to have some more music. We just need to do that. Anyway, so hi, everyone. So glad you are on. Today, we are talking about putting our best face forward no matter how crappy we're feeling. I had to use that word crappy because seriously, how often do we feel crappy? There you go. I'm going to play that in the background. Anyway, so I'm just glad you guys are on here. And if anyone wants to chill and just discuss this stuff that's on right now, push one. Because I would love for you to, if you want to hang out on this call, even if it's for like 10, 15 minutes and just chill and discuss while I'm sharing and you can share and we can talk about what we're sharing. This is, again, Free Friday, so we're just going to be hanging out. This is our hangout time, but I am going to share three ways to actually really put your best face forward. And I will tell you something. The reason I can share this stuff is because I've done it, and it works. And so I know from my personal experiences that these things are specifically, out of all the things I have done, these are the things that have worked the very best for me. And so I'm sharing it from my experience and also what I've noticed from others. So again, if you want to be involved, oh, I have my little ear thing in here. I'm going to put my earpiece in. If you are interested in just hanging out and talking, or as I'm talking and you feel like you want to share something, push one. I know we still are waiting for more people to come on. Usually people pop on the first 5-10 minutes. So we'll do that. But, and I'm going to put in my little microphone. Anyway, I am just excited. So this is the deal. I actually, I'm going to tell you, because of this, every morning I want to take a shower and wash my hair. Let's just get simple here, right? I do, and I don't do it. Bum up and get myself in that shower. And I will tell you, every time I do, I feel better. So this morning, I had like literally 10 minutes, and I thought, no matter how I'm going to do this, I'm going to get in that shower, I'm going to wash my hair, and I am going to at least do that before this call. And it really does make a difference. So that's going to be the first thing we're going to talk about, is just getting dressed in the morning. Now, my friend Jan, who is actually a facilitator for the I Love My Body Diet. She's absolutely fantastic woman. So, so amazing. She has dealt with depression, had a breakdown 2 years ago. So she has really, has some kids, kind of lives out, she said, in the middle of nowhere. And Jan, I'm sharing about you. You're welcome. But she actually is the one who motivated or inspired this topic today. Because one of her things we're doing right now in our accountability with our accountability partners is we are doing our eat our frog every day. So we're sharing one thing that we really don't want to, we know would be the most beneficial thing for us that day to bring success to our lives and progression. And we are putting that out to our accountability partners every morning. And then we follow up later that day to see if we've done it. So hers is to just get dressed in the morning. And she has felt huge difference when she does that, and it's helped support her. So that is something that I think is very important. We actually had a call when we were using a different phone number, not using the Blog Talk Radio station, we had a whole call, and Lindsay Joe actually helped co-host that one. We talked about getting dressed, just getting dressed in the morning, and because they, I can't remember, Dress Your Truth, that's what it's called. A lot of people that are in our program or in the movement are involved in Dress Your Truth, and I guess that's about, like, finding kind of your energy profiling, and I don't know tons about it. I know enough just through the grapevine of everybody doing it. But talking about your energy profiling and what, you know, what kind of clothes to wear, what colors, those kind of things. But we did talk about getting up in the morning and getting dressed. And so I wanted just to share, like, really what that does for us. Now, I don't know about you, but I have had, I can wake up in the crappiest mood. And so I actually have found that if I just get up and act as if I have to go somewhere that day. Now, there's times when I even go somewhere and I'm still, my hair is back, no makeup, not really that dressed. But if I do get dressed and put on maybe just a little bit of makeup, don't even really necessarily have to wear makeup, kind of do my hair to where I actually look in the mirror and I go, oh, I actually feel dressed, brush my hair, brush my teeth, put some deodorant on. I mean, it sounds so basic, right? But how many of us seriously don't even do that throughout the day? I definitely am one of those people, because if we work at home or we're a stay-at-home mom or whatever we're doing, it's very easy to get caught up in not doing that in the morning. So just getting up in the morning and doing a little routine, getting a little routine going. Now, for me right now, even just taking a shower can revitalize me. For me personally, water is a huge thing in my life that really supports me. When I'm really feeling, when I was pregnant with my last daughter, I had a lot of issues of some depression and feeling really sick. And where I would go for an hour a day, don't tell the water people or whoever they are that they're trying to conserve water. I actually would for an hour and just let that water hit me, and inspiration would come, and I'd get, you know, I just would feel stronger. So for me, part of getting dressed is just getting in the shower, for me personally. And I think it's important just to find what is important to you, like how, what for you works. You know that you getting dressed, whatever that looks like, whether it is just brushing your hair, putting on a shirt or a color that you love, maybe even, you know, somebody, she's not on the call, but one of the women in our group, one of the leaders, she actually just, she put shoes on. To put shoes on for her feels like she's dressed, and she wears it around her house. Now, I cannot even imagine doing that, because I just can't imagine wearing shoes. When I get in the house, I take my shoes off. Like, that's just my policy as far as myself, to get comfortable. But for her, that's getting dressed, and that makes her feel like she is up and ready for the day. So, you know, and again, this can be one of those things where, you know, we don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. But I want to talk before I go into the next one. If you guys want to share who the people that are on here, the callers that are on, if you want to push one and share what your routine is and what really makes you feel good and what your get dressed is. What is your get dressed? And I think identifying what your get dressed is, some of us actually think we have to have it all. Like, we have to have hair, makeup, clothes on. We have to take shower. Like, there's like all these steps. And so it gets so overwhelming, right? Like, holy cow, that might be, some people it takes an hour, 2 hours to get dressed. For me, it doesn't. But for me too, if I feel like I have to take a shower, wash my hair, get everything ready, I actually get really overwhelmed. So for me, it's about, if I take a shower, even wash my body, I don't have to wash my hair every day. I might wash my hair. But again, it's about what I feel like. And so knowing and identifying what my routine is and what works the best for me. I know my daughters, actually, they create a schedule for when they're going to wash their hair. So they have their hair washing days, like in the old days. It reminds me of, like, in the 50s or something, you have your, or even in the, before that, when you had, you didn't have showers in your home, you know, you had to have your day of clean, getting clean. So they have that. But identify first is identify what your get dressed is. That's the very first step. But I wanted also, before I go into the next two, and I actually have a bonus one because I think these are important too. One of the things I really have gotten, and this can be some of the harder conversation or some things. I think there's always something that we have to face when we're dealing with putting our best face forward when we're feeling crappy. we're not feeling good, we're feeling depressed, whatever we're feeling, because again, I know what depression feels like. It's not fun and you don't want to do anything. You want to lay in bed, do nothing. So, so when we're in that space, but this is the deal, what I'm realizing more and more in my life is I used to come from this space of wanting other people to fix me. I don't know about you, even though I was very I've always been very responsible and I can be controlling, and I was in controlling that way, like, okay, nobody's going to fix me, I'm going to do what I want to do. But the reality was underneath, there was a big part of me that wanted to be fixed. And I have seen that putting my best face forward and not staying in the crappy, or even when I feel crappy, actually is a really great gauge for me if I'm wanting people to fix me, or if I'm willing to actually do some work on myself. So I think this is a really important topic, because like I said, for me, this really has been like this is where my light bulb comes on. This is where I have my awareness of where I'm at that day, or even that week, or even that month. Because there can be a month can go by where I hardly ever get ready. I mean, I've had that many times in my life. And so being in that gauge, like, this is really a very personal decision that nobody can make for us. Nobody can make us have a good day or make us put our best face forward. Nobody can do it for us. Actually, nobody can help put our best face forward. We actually have to make a very very conscious decision on that. And so I think that is a really sound foundation for this talk. I am talking a lot. And I would love for people to share if you're feeling for it. I know that a lot of people that are on these calls in the morning are mothers or are working. So we know a lot of you are both of those things. And a lot of times there's a lot of background noise, or you're just listening on headphones as you're at work doing some stuff. So I get that. But anyway, so let's go into the next one. And this actually is something that I have found. Oh, hello. Hello, we have a caller. Hello, hello.
Hi, it's Megan.
Megan! Hi, Megan.
What I do in the morning is I get up and I try to get myself a big glass of water and try and drink that right away. And then I make myself like a green smoothie, because water is really important for us to get.
So you nourish your body. Like, that's something
yeah.
really important to you.
But I do love being in the shower. I feel like it does have healing and it gives me ideas. It's like my muse. The shower is my muse.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm related to that. So I do love water. That's why I get up in the morning and get myself like a tall glass, like a mason jar.
Oh.
The whole thing. Like, it's just like lemon in it, or lime, or cucumber, and sometimes I'll just do plain water. So
let me ask you, what got you? And your phone's a little muffled. I don't know if you're kind of away from the speaker or something, but just I just want to,
oh,
you know, we
yeah,
can still
okay.
hear you, but it's
Sorry.
A little muffled. But no, that's perfect. Thank you. I just want to make sure we all can hear you for sure, because it's going to be recorded.
Oh, yes.
People
I think
after.
It's because I have you on speaker, because I was doing things and then I forgot to take you off of speaker.
Oh,
so that's why.
That's probably what I
was. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the deal. I want to just ask you, though, what is it, why do you drink water, and what made you decide to actually make that a routine that you know that helps you put your best face forward in the day? Like, what is it about water for you?
Because water is so important. I mean, people get headaches or whatever, and usually it's because they're dehydrated. And and it also, they say that drinking water can make you happier. I've read books that have said that, and it can really just help you so much with weight loss and with whatever you need. Your body needs water to be able to function. So it's just so important.
I love it. You know what, Megan? I'm actually going to, so what I'm going to do, because one of my one of my my three that I was going to share was about picking one value and deciding, just consciously deciding to live in that value that day and deciding what that value is. And I actually want to couple what you, because I think what you're saying is so, I love, it's like setting your body up for success with that water. I love it. I love
true.
It. And so you're doing this ingesting, and I didn't actually have that in my top three, and I think that you just, I think it's so important. So what I'm feeling to do is, what if in our top three, we're going to combine Megan's drink a big glass of water right when you wake up with the valuer, just like we do with food as a gift. So in our food as a gift program that we haven't been putting out anymore, but actually Terry, I think, has lost, we have one woman who's lost almost 30 pounds, I believe,
wow.
maybe more, just for doing that program, because all it is just seeing food differently and appreciating it and putting values to food. So this is the deal. What if you put your value? So for instance, let's use connection, right? What if connection was your value that day, that you wanted to live in connection? Whatever you did that day, you were going to be living in connection. So even if things came up that you found that you were detached from connection, you step into, that was the value. What if you put that value in your water? So as you're drinking the water, you could actually be imagining connection and let that water be infused with the word connection and that energy of connection. Wouldn't that be cool to, like,
yeah,
couple those
and they've
two
actually
things
done
in the morning?
Studies. They've done studies about water where, like, you, they have, like, you can look it up online, but,
mm-hmm,
like, they'll
right.
have the word angry or the word whatever, and it will look ugly, and they'll have the word love, and it will freeze all pretty.
Mm.
Like, so it is true, and when we put that water in our bodies, we should be, like, love or connection or
uh-huh.
whatever. We should be drinking that up.
Mm. Well, and water automatically, even without, I think it does naturally, water is an interesting thing because it does naturally, we feel some good from drinking water, I think, right away. And so I just love that. Again, I am going to, so we have get dressed or find your get dressed in the morning, whatever that is, right? Whatever that is, just to have you put your best face forward. And then we're going to, the second one that we're talking about, and Megan, I love that you brought that up, is setting your body up for success. So you're going to drink a glass of water. Now, this is the deal. We know that there are 10 million things out there, and I want people to share. But I really wanted to bring this down to these three core ones. That if you just focus on these three, because sometimes we get so over-inundated, we have so many things. That's why I love that we can couple what you're saying with the values. So the second one is you're going to drink your value every morning in a big glass of water. And let that value set in you. Now, I'm going to go a little step deeper with the value and talk about that for a second. So these values, again, so for instance, today I decided in the shower, and I'm going to go drink some water too after this call and put that value. But it is my value, what is love today, because that's what I really wanted to, I really want to step into love today. Now, love, obviously, I want to be every day. But today especially, when I asked what value is it that I want to live in today, love was it. And so when you do that, what you do with these values, so to put your best face forward throughout the day, so we're talking about in the morning, right? We've talked about the getting dressed. We've talked about drinking the water with the value. Now, what you can do with that value, you can actually drink water throughout the whole day and keep drinking that love or whatever it is, the value you're putting in. But also, whatever you decide to do that day is imagine that value. So that value can just, it's going to, think of it as like your companion that day. It's going to be chilling with you all day long, this value you have, and everything that you do, you can imagine or even just think about that value. Or because, again, it becomes a conscious choice to live in that when you actually realize that you can, even when you're feeling crappy. So even if you're feeling really horrible laying in bed, think of, let's say, the word love, and just allow it to move through you. See what you, maybe even one act. Maybe it's you're going to give your daughter a kiss. I mean, seriously, that simple. Maybe you're going to allow yourself to lay there for 20 minutes, and that's love for you. Start seeing what that value word, how it's showing up in your life, and that really does put your best face forward in that moment. And so that value-based living is like my all-time favorite. I feel like it has truly, again, I've experienced this so much in my life already, with the values. It's probably the one thing that I take the most out of the I Love My Body diet. We got that from Beth Manning and Neil Gibson. That's where I learned it. But then we take it into the I Love My Body diet, and then I now take it out. That's the one thing that I use from the I Love My Body diet the most is some of the activities we've done in there. Megan, you have anything else to share about that one? I don't know if you want to keep sharing or not.
I love the value words. I just took my three value words and I am painting them so that I can see them every day. I found canvases that look like I could put words on them, and I've been working on that. So it's been good.
I absolutely love that. And you know what? I'm inspired too. This is not about putting your best face forward, but actually, I mean, it can be. I mean, it is, but we have a bunch of canvases too, and I think I'm going to follow your suit. If you go, Megan has it actually on her page, and I those of you who don't know Megan, but she did some of her value words. She painted them on these kind of narrow canvases and has those hanging, and they're so awesome. I love them. And so I'm actually thinking I'm going to do that with my girls. That would be a really fun activity to do next week. They're going to be gone this weekend. But I'm going to do that and find our core values and put those on the canvases and paint those on, because how powerful to see those every day and know that you actually helped create that on a canvas, you know, and really express that. So I love that. Thank you. Thank you. So next one I wanted to talk about is accountability. Now, this one I honestly feel is one of the most important things we can do ever. Ever. Like, it supports everything. I mean, it literally to me is like, I've seen it. This is the deal. In my life, over the years, I have come to understand through different experiences that not having accountability, some sort of partner or person or people that I'm accountable to or that I have that accountability, my progress, my crappy feelings usually will, it's a lot harder to actually move forward the way that I would like. I have found that I accelerate my progression, my joy, my all of these things when I get accountability for my life. And again, this is a very conscious decision. So this isn't about being in victim mode and expecting somebody without being very, without being a victim. And let me tell you how. So there's a few ways to do this, and I'm just going to go into a little bit. And there's a lot of ways to get accountability. But again, it's about conscious choice to find the accountability people or places or programs or whatever it is you need that will bring you accountability, and to be very aware that you are choosing that out of your own inspiration, your own decision. Nobody's making you do it. So for me, for instance, I was really struggling again the last couple weeks. I probably say that on the show a lot, but there's these ebb and flows of struggle sometimes, and I'm moving through them. And when I'm really wanting to do some bigger stuff, a lot of times my crap shows up and I get to deal with it. And so it's a beautiful process. But the last couple weeks, it's been a little bit heavier than usual. And I realized that I have no accountability. I usually am in a mastermind always, or I have run a mastermind, or I have done some sort of accountability somehow, some way, or been in leadership. You know, we've actually, things have kind of shifted. And so I personally have not had my accountability that I have depended on for my progression. And again, it's been a conscious choice, and I've consciously chosen for some reason not to have that. So a couple days ago, I realized, what am I doing? It's time. And I reached out and asked. And so now we have our accountability partners. There are four of us all together, and all we're doing very simply, this is an idea that you guys can use if you want, for accountability, to make it very, very, very simple. There's a book called, and I'm praying, hoping that I'm saying this right, Eat That Frog. If you haven't read it, read it. It is a great book. And I know there's other books out there that are similar to this concept. But what it is you, there's going to be that thing in your life that nags at you, right? This nagging thing that you know that you need to do. That you, it sits there, and you know that, and you know, and this is the craziest part. We all know this nagging thing is the one thing that if we just did it, it's going to move us forward. It's going to propel us forward, right? Maybe it's, I mean, it's not these huge things are going to happen, but the point is, it's this thing in our beings, in our intuitions that knows that we, if we do this thing, it's going to support us the very most. And so, eat that frog, if that's the right, hopefully I'm saying it right, is about taking that one thing that nags at you that you know is going to bring you the most progress, doing it very first thing in the morning before, I think it says like 10 or something. Again, I'm tweaking that a little bit, so I'm not living true to the book, but the concept of eat that frog, we're doing it in the accountability group. And so all we're doing is we have a private message on Facebook. This is so simple, you guys. We have a private message. We all have agreed to commit. So that was the first key, is we are willing and committed to check in every day. So very simple. We have a private message, and we just put what frog we're going to eat that day, what we know is most important for us to do. And then we check back with one another, whether it's that night or the next morning when we check in, we say what we did or accomplished. And it's every day it's different. And I will tell you already in the last 3 days of doing it, I've already shifted so much. It's insane. I don't know if people that know me can tell the difference even yesterday, last night, because once I accepted and consciously made a choice to get accountability, I then also opened up to receiving other gifts and allowing other shifts to happen where I'm not in crappy mode all the time. That's why this is so important. Accountability, especially daily accountability, if you can get it from whoever, however, is, I believe, is key, truly key. And I also believe that this is something that as we create a habit with this, you can't live without it. It becomes something that you can't live without. I've talked about, I did it on Develop Your Spiritual Gifts. I did a teleconference call with, anyway, a while back. And I talked about the six support systems and talked about how important it is to really see those support, that support, those support categories, and then to create support systems around that. Now, you have to start small, right? So if you're not doing accountability right now and you're not getting the support at all in your life, you got to start. You need to start somewhere. And so this is a very simple way to start, just what I said about eat your frog. Now you can go into more depth with this, which some I'm sure have that are on the call now or are going to be listening in, where you maybe you have your, so again, let's just throw out a couple categories. One is health, okay? Is your physical health. So that is one category. Now you may have a personal trainer that's your accountability person, or maybe you have an accountability person that you go work out with every day or every other day or whatever you're doing. Now that is one accountability partner you have in that category of your life. There is spirituality. So maybe you have a group. I know we started a group where we were doing scripture study and stuff. For me, that's really important. And I do love having accountability. When I was on my mission, one of the things that we were asked to do with our companions was every morning we would study for half an hour together. And I will tell you that without that study, our days were so different, so different. And so for me personally, having that accountability around my spirituality is so, so important. And that may even just be that you have a group that you don't have a specific person that you're accountable to, but maybe you just have this group that you decide to step into and be actively engaged in that group. So that can become your accountability. And you can even mention in that group, this is my accountability for this area of my life. The I Love My Body diet, we're going to be putting a more public group out there. It'll still be more private, but it's going to be out to everyone. Right now, we only have an alumni group, and then the private groups that people do when they sign up. So we're going to create something where you can go in and actually have the space where you can support. Well, and it really is your emotional state more than anything. It's going to be working for your body. But really, the I Love My Body diet, I believe it can support so many things, your mental state, your emotional state. But more than anything I've seen, it really supports the emotional state. It balances your emotions. It helps you to understand your emotions. It helps you get more control, which is a really ever control, but it helps you to understand how to allow your emotions to move and to be more productive in your life. And so you're going to find that support in that group. We're going to be doing a lot of different things. And so it's, again, it's up to us, and this sort of comes back to choice. It's up to us to decide, full decision. And I know, Megan, you're on this call still right now. I just want to point out that you made a very conscious decision to get support by even, and I just love what you did. You know, even with all that was going on, all these things, you committed to do the I Love My Body diet program and stepped in for the 3 months. And I know that that was hard for you. I know that there was a lot that was going against you to do that, but the conscious decision you had to make and make a way for that to happen, you're now doing it. And now what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. What is there support? Now you have your canvases you're writing for your values. I mean, then it's going to stem. There's so many things that will happen from that one decision, that one conscious decision to step in and get support for yourself. And so, again, accountability is so huge. And so these are the three that we just talked about. Again, there's so many things, and I love hearing all of the things, but I'm just going to give you these three. If you do these three things, I promise that you will be putting your best face forward. There is no doubt in my mind that it will happen if you just focus on these three things. So let's go through them again. Get dressed. Whatever your get dressed is in the morning, in the first hour, whatever it is, when you wake up, get dressed. Brush your hair, put on a little makeup or don't, whatever. For you men, you can put on makeup if you want. I don't know. Some men do wear makeup. You know, get some clothes on, whatever it is that you need to do to get dressed, get dressed. The second one, which thanks to Megan, we combined efforts and we created the second one, which is setting your body up for success and drink a huge glass of water. And then I added in, which was the second one that I was going to do, was put a value that you want to live in that day. Live in one value. That's it. Don't worry about any other values that day. Live in one value. Put your best face forward. You're going to drink that value. That water is now infused with that value. I promise you it does work as you think and attempt to feel that value through that water. Now, the value also, you take it throughout the whole day, right? So anything that you're doing, you think about that value. And be aware of the value throughout the day. That's how you can put your best face forward, even the crappiest moments. And again, I have lived this, so I know that it works, you guys. I know it does. And so that's the second one. The third one is accountability. Get an accountability partner right now, like today. And I'm not exaggerating when I'm being very bold with this, but I'm telling you, if you want success and you want to put the best face forward, your best face forward today, get an accountability partner right now. No more excuses. Make it happen. Because I'm telling you, it will shift and change your life for good. You will have more peace. You will have more joy. You will see more progress in your life. And when you see more progress, you gain more confidence. When you gain more confidence, you start doing the work that you're supposed to do on this planet. And it works that way. It truly works that way. I promise you. So those are the three things. And I'm going to add throw in a little bonus one. And that's gratitude. Wake up. Do be aware. Those first 5 minutes, you guys, are so important for your day. Oh, my gosh. And just be aware. Are you saying crap? Are you saying, oh, man, I don't want to get up. Oh, man, today's again. Just be aware of your thoughts. And right away when you become aware, you say three things you're grateful for. Right in those first five moments of your morning, say what you're grateful for. And this is a habit that you can take till you die. Is your gratitude first 5 minutes of the morning. You can write them down. You can do whatever else you want with that, but that is just that. So I want to thank you so much for being on, everyone. And for those of you that listened, we are switching our website. So I wanted to just let you know that we're going to be really putting out some awesomeness in the emails. For those that are on the email list, if you want to get some super awesome tips, support, and awesome energy every week through your email, and are ready for that, are ready to get some, because that is also some accountability, right? That's getting support for yourself. If you're wanting that, right now our website is kind of down. So it's just kind of a mess if you go on there. You can't actually put your email in right now. So if you want to be on our list and get those emails, we're probably going to be putting out 3 a week right now. If you want to get that and get the support you need, will you please send me yourhealingartist@gmail.com. Yourhealingartist. No, just kidding. I don't want to do my email. doilovemybodydiet@gmail.com. Super easy. doilovemybodydiet@gmail.com. Send me us, because there's others of us that are on that email. Send us your email. I'm talking about the leadership of the I Love My Body Diet. And we will put you on the list and get you those emails sent out to give you support. And who does not need more support? And let us know. iLoveMyBodyDiet@gmail.com. Send it. We are going to put you on our list. Let us know. Make sure you have the right email that you're going to be getting every day or that you look at. And hopefully, if you don't look at your email, this email will make you want to look at your email. You'll be excited to get our email. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Love you, love you, love you. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, you are worth it. Love yourself. Love your body. You are so worth it. I love you. Huge, huge hug and kiss. Have a wonderful day. Bye.